读新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you.
也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手，因为人不都是有信心。
And that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith.
但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。
But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。
We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
在这里面，我们中文的翻译啊，我们稍微把它更改一下。
And we also want to note the Chinese translation and perhaps revise it.
照着原来的原文的意思，我们可以这样来翻译：愿主引导你们的心，叫你们进入神的爱，并进入。
According to the original text, we can also translate saying, May the Lord direct your heart to enter into the love of God and to enter into the perseverance of Christ.
第六节，弟兄们，我们靠主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。
Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother who leads an unruly life and not according to the tradition which you received from us.
你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。
For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you.
也未尝白吃人的饭。倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，免得叫你们一人受累。
Nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship we kept working night and day so that we would not be a burden to any of you.
这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
Not because we do not have the right to do this, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you so that you will follow our example.
我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order. If anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either.
因为我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做。反倒专管闲事。
For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies.
我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。
Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread.
弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。
But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary of doing good.
若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧。
If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of that person and do not associate with him, so that he will be put to shame.
但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安，愿主常与你们众人同在。
Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.
我保罗亲笔问你们安，凡我的信都以此为记，我的笔记就是这样。
I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, and this is the distinguishing mark in every letter. This is the way I write.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
And this concludes our scripture reading.
我们下面一起祷告。
Let's have some word of prayers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你还赐给我们地上的日子。
You still give us time on the earth.
让我们今天更加的谨慎自守。
That today we can live a life that's more disciplined.
每一次一年过去的时候，我们知道你再来的日子近了。
When every year passes, we know your coming is soon.
愿我们每一个属乎你的儿女，我们心中所有的盼望都在乎你的再来。
May every child that belongs to God have this yearning and a desire to long for your coming.
早晨，你借着你自己的同在，再一次来吸引我们众人的心。
Lord, this morning, may you attract our hearts by your own presence.
让我们再一次宝贝你自己的同在。
We will treasure your presence.
让我们在你的面前都愿意爱你更深。
Before your presence, we may want to love you more.
我们愿一同来到你圣洁话语的面前。
We come before your holy and pure words.
愿主自己的灵向我们说话。
Speak to us by your own spirit.
你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
你知道我们每一个人的需要。
And you know every one of our needs.
你也知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
求主照着你在基督耶稣里一切的丰盛，你来供应我们。
May you supply for us according to all the fullness of Christ.
你来扶持我们。
That you may uphold us.
我们全心的仰望你。
Our whole heart looks up to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
帖撒罗尼迦后书说到一些宝贵的事情。
The book of 2 Thessalonians talk a few matters that are very precious.
这些都是不久的祝福。
And these are all blessings that will last.
Will not last.
That will not last.
弟兄姊妹，神在这个地上给我们留了很多的祝福。
The Lord has given us much blessings on this earth.
帖撒罗尼迦后书给我们看见有些的祝福，那个是到了主再来的时候，就好像没有办法再得着了。
In Second Thessalonians, it shows us that some of these blessings will be no more on the day the Lord comes.
这些是在我们的主再来之前，我们的主盼望他的教会能够进入，能够得着的。
And these are the blessings the Lord desires for His church to enter into to gain before He comes.
弟兄姊妹，我们一面我们是在巴望我们的主快快的回来。
On one hand, we truly desire the Lord will come quickly.
但是我们知道每一个爱主的人。
But we know everyone who loves the Lord.
每一个体贴主心意的人。
Everyone who is mindful of His will.
他们里面都有一个愿望。
There is a desire in our hearts.
盼望主的心意能够得着满足。
And he desires for our hearts to, for the Lord's heart to be satisfied.
盼望主能够有所得着。
And he wants the Lord to gain something.
我们看见在帖撒罗尼迦后书给我们看见在主来之前
We see this in the book of 2 Thessalonians before the Lord comes
主他还要在他教会里得着公义审判的明证
The Lord wants to gain the righteous judgment among his church
到了那一天神公义的审判就完全的彰显出来
And on that day the full judgment of the Lord will be manifested
在这个公义的审判完全彰显出来之前
And before this righteous judgment is manifested fully
我们的神他在他儿女中间他要得着一般的见证
And he wants to gain this testimony among his children
见证神是公义的
To testify our Lord is righteous.
是神公义审判的一个明证。
And we are a testimony for his just and righteous judgment.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给他儿女的荣耀。
And that's the glory that God has reserved for his children.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
他还要在他儿女中间 得着一个拦阻的力量。
And he also wants to gain a power of prevention
before his children. 在这样一个黑暗败坏的世界里面
，that in this corruptible and perverse generation,
神的儿女是盐是光。
The children of God is the light and the salt.
把主耶稣基督的恩典，把主耶稣基督生命表明出来。
So that we can manifest the grace and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵的一件事。
This is so precious.
这是主在他再来之前。盼望在我们中间所要得着的。
This is what the Lord desires to gain among us, from among us.
我相信这也是每一个爱主的神的儿女心里所盼望得着的。
And I trust this is also our desire as we love the Lord.
所以我们觉得《帖撒罗尼迦后书》对于我们每一个人来讲都是非常非常宝贵的。
So I feel that this book of 2 Thessalonians is very precious to all of us.
那么到了第三章。
And when it comes to the last chapter,
这里告诉我们什么？
What does it say to us?
可能这里面你读的时候，这里好像讲了很多不守规矩的人。
When you're reading through it, it talks about these undisciplined people.
好像这里面讲了，哦，没有什么道理可讲。
And as if you can't even reason with them.
好像只是对人的一些嘱咐或者问安。
There is not a lot of teaching. It's just greetings to people.
但是当我们仔细在默想的时候
，But if you meditate carefully,
我觉得这里面主给我们看见，在他回来之前。
And he shows us here before that he returns.
他盼望他的儿女都能够进入到基督的忍耐里面。
He desires for all his children to enter into the steadfastness with the perseverance of Christ.
我觉得这是非常宝贵的。
I think it is very precious.
我们读第五节的时候，我们中文的翻译稍微有一点点的这个。偏差的地方。
As we read verse 5, the Chinese translation has misses the mark a little.
如果你严格的照着原文来翻译的话
，If you translate directly and strictly,
就愿神引导你们的心。
May the Lord direct your hearts,
叫你们进入神的爱。
So you may enter into the love of God,
并进入基督的忍耐。
And enter into the steadfastness of Christ.
可能我们弟兄姊妹，你在读的时候，也许有。许许多多不同的角度。
Perhaps you can understand it or interpret it from different angles.
早晨我想我只从这一个非常简单的角度。
But this morning I want to enter in from this simple perspective.
我们和弟兄姊妹一听交通一下我们在主来之前他要在我们身上所得着的。
And I want to fellowship with us what he wants to desires to gain from us before he comes.
弟兄姊妹，忍耐的学习是非常宝贵的。
And it is very precious to learn the lesson of steadfastness.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过，这个忍耐的学习是一个不久的祝福
？Have you thought of this lesson of perseverance is a blessing that will not last?
等到主再来的时候
，When the Lord comes again，
那个时候不是忍耐的时候了。
And it will no longer be a time of perseverance.
那个时候是伸冤的时候了。
It will be a time of
revenge. 那个时候是审判的时候。
It will be a time of judgment.
那个时候神公义的审判完全彰显出来。
That's when God's righteous judgment will be fully manifested.
圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
And the perseverance and faith of the saints is for now.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天不学习忍耐
，And if we don't learn to persevere today,
等到主再来的时候，你没有机会了。
When the Lord comes again, you will not have a chance.
你们为什么要忍耐呢
？Why do you have to persevere today?
因为忍耐生老练的。
Because perseverance gives birth to character.
我们的主盼望我们的生命又长进又老练。
The Lord desires for our life to grow to have character.
他要领一命众子都进到荣耀的里面。
He desires to bring all sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们在忍耐上的学习是非常宝贵的。
If we learn the lesson of perseverance, then we receive much.
我们的机会不是很多的。
We don't have a lot of chance.
弟兄姊妹，等主再来的时候，那个时候就不需要凭，就不需要在信心里面了。
Because when the Lord comes again, it will be sight and not faith.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候就全是眼见了。
Because you will be sight, we will see Him.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想一想。
Just imagine.
如果所有的事情都是眼睛能看见的
，If you can see everything clearly with your eyes，
你发现没有太多的忍耐可学了。
Then you won't need to learn many much perseverance.
假设说这个我到美国我要申请绿卡。
And for example, if I come to America, I want to apply for a green card.
如果神早就告诉我，你申请的那一天开始，第2000天就拿到绿卡。
If the Lord tells you very clearly, from the day you apply. Of your application, you will receive it in 2,000 days. Even though it's about 6 years before you can receive your green card,
你发现你没有太多忍耐可学。
But you don't need to persevere very much.
因为说得很清楚了。
Because it's very clear, it's already said.
只要你申请。
As long as you apply.
第两千天就一定给你。
On the 2000th day, you will receive your green card.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们今天为什么常常会觉着忍不住呢？
Why do you think it's so difficult to persevere today?
我们常常觉得自己没有信心。
We feel that we don't have much faith.
因为我们不知道第几天得着。
Because we don't know which day we'll receive our green card.
你说就到了第1999天。
Even on the 1999th day.
对于我们来讲也是很大的试炼，对不对？
It will be a great trial for you.
因为我不知道明天到底如何。
Because you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这是信心非常宝贵的学习。
And this is a precious lesson of faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上，我们虽然不知道明天如何。
And today on this earth, we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们在信心里经过学习，经过忍耐。
But if we have the lesson of faith, of lesson of perseverance,
我们知道明天在谁的手里。
We know who holds tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这是忍耐带给我们的祝福。
And this is the blessing that comes from perseverance.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个祝福太宝贵了。
And I feel this blessing is so precious.
多少的事情我们都不知道。
So often we don't know anything. We don't know much
that happens around us. 许多是明天降临的。
Many things will happen tomorrow.
我们都不晓得。
And we don't know.
比如说明天等到了聚完会发生什么，我们也不晓得。
We don't even talk about tomorrow. We don't know what will happen after this meeting.
但是经过了这些信心的学习。
But through these lessons of faith.
经过这些忍耐。
Through perseverance.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们觉得这要到几时呢？
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we yearn and we long to say, how long?
你知道有的时候我们真的觉得等待好像等到永远一样。
Sometimes we feel like we're waiting forever.
所以有的时候我们看见我们的配偶一直不改变，我们知道等到几时呢？
And we see our spouse hasn't changed at all. We say, how long, Lord?
所以如果我们真的是在时间里面学习忍耐的话，我们读大卫的诗篇，你常常能进入的。
But if we learn perseverance in time, then you will enter into this perseverance if you read the Psalm of David.
哎呀，我就发现大卫常常这样祷告。
So、David always prayed in this way.
主啊，到几时呢？
How long, Lord?
哎呀，好像到永远一样。
As if it would be until forever.
难道你忘记我直到永远了吗？
Will you forget me forever?
不就申请个绿卡吗？
Isn't it just a green card, Lord?
不就是为我这个疾病祷告一下吗？
Isn't it just for my sickness?
弟兄姊妹，你发现在事情成就之先。
You realize before the thing is accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们经过熬炼。
That waiting period is a trial.
弟兄姊妹，这一个忍耐的学习非常的宝贵。
And that lesson of perseverance is so precious.
这样的机会不多的。
You don't have many chances.
等到主再来的时候，弟兄姊妹，这些机会都过去了。
Until the day the Lord comes, all these chances will pass away.
所以忍耐的学习是一个不久的祝福。
So this blessing of perseverance is
a blessing in time.
And it is very precious.
不仅如此，你发现忍耐哈，不仅它是一个不久的祝福。
Not only this is a blessing in time, in limited time.
你仔细想一想，其实忍耐是智慧的表现。
But also this perseverance is an expression of wisdom.
你有没有发现？你有没有发现
？Do you understand?
当然，圣经是这样告诉我们。
Of course, the Bible already tells us.
你说这个愚妄人呢，就是这个怒气全发的。那么，但智慧人呢，忍气。
The Bible tells us the foolish man expresses his anger, but the wise one withholds his anger.
圣经告诉我们说，其实忍耐是非常智慧。
And the Bible tells us perseverance is very wise.
弟兄姊妹，你在生活里是不是常常这样经历呢？
Have you experienced that in your life?
你知道有的时候我们真的没有忍耐。
Sometimes we feel we don't have any perseverance.
我们就显出愚昧来。
So we show our folly.
我不知道你有没有显出愚昧来。
Have you showed your folly?
我常常显出愚昧来。
I often show my folly.
比如回到家里了。
I go home.
哎呀，这又马上就接电话，对不对？
As soon I need to pick up a phone.
我马上有很多事情要处理，对不对？
And there are many things I need to take care of.
哎呀，这个钥匙就不知道放哪去了。
And then I don't know where I place my keys.
等到我要去聚会的时候。
So when I need to go to the meeting.
我就到处找。
And I need to look for the keys everywhere.
本来五秒钟忍耐五秒钟就可以把那个钥匙放在很合适的地方。
If I had perseverance before for even 5 seconds, I can place the key at the right place.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，你把你的钥匙放在应该放的地方，其实五秒就够了。
It doesn't take much for you to place your key at the right place when you first enter the house.
但是我这五秒钟的忍耐都没有。
But I can't even persevere for that 5 seconds.
你就看见我非常的愚昧。
And I showed my folly.
不仅钥匙找不到。
Not only I couldn't find my keys.
眼镜也常常找不到。
I couldn't find my glasses.
所以有的时候你看我讲道的时候没有眼镜，你知道为什么？因为没找到嘛。
So sometimes I come here and as I stand here, you see me not wearing your glasses.And you know why? Because I couldn't find it.
弟兄姊妹，你发现其实忍耐是最省时间的。
Because perseverance will save you a lot of time.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
你就看见小朋友他们在学数学时，我觉得他们常常没有忍耐。
I feel my children when they're learning math, they don't have any patience.
要背九九表，他就不背啊。
If they just cannot memorize the multiplication table,
就多忍耐半个钟头就可以了。我告诉你
，If they had patience for half an hour.
但他们就不肯有这个人啊。
They just don't have patience for that half an hour.
等到算除法的时候，那就 take forever， 那就根本就一直到永远好都算不出来。
And if they don't know the multiplication tables, then when they come to learn division, it will take them forever.
有一次他算这个36除以9。
One time they tried to calculate 36 divided by 9.
我就瞪大眼睛，我就说我不能再看了，再看我的肺要气炸了。
And I was staring at them, saying, "I have no more patience for you. My lung is about to explode."
他算出3点多，你知道吗？
His answer was 3 point something.
他还给你带小数点了，他跟你说，你看你这个题算不难呢。
He said, "How difficult can this be? It's 3 point something."
多么愚昧的事情
！How foolish!
因为我们觉得这些都很可笑，是不是
？And we think it's funny.
我们肯不肯忍耐一点点，好好读圣经
？But do we have the patience to persevere a little longer to read our Bible?
我们觉得如果我属灵要长。
You know, if you want to grow spiritually,
如果我今天要在查经会里有点交通的话
，if you want to share fellowship, have any fellowship,
那就赶紧上网，对不对
？Then quickly you go on the internet, right?
读到神学好不好
？You want to read some theology?
最好是特会讲员讲过这一章最好的。
And it would be great if during a special meeting or a conference, someone has shared from this passage.
你知道我们遇到过有一班那个神的儿女。
I have met a few brothers and sisters.
他们那边这个弟兄们姊妹管他们叫做特会族群。
They brothers and sisters call them conference people.
你知道对，差不多这个你知道吗？这个在北美差不多所有的特会这一年他都参加了。
And these people will attend every single conference, almost every conference that happens here in the U.S.
因为自己没有那个忍耐，就祷告一下好不好
What about just have a little more patience to pray?
花那些坐飞机的时间，好好读读主的话，好不好
？Instead of taking being on the airplane so much, going from one place to another, why don't we read our Bible ourselves?
今天许许多多的人就是在那就不肯花一点点的时间好好的亲近主。
Many people today are not willing to spend a little more time to draw near to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一遇到事情，我们发现。我们是事倍功半。
And as soon as trials come, we realize, we spend much effort and gain little.
我们落在许多的错谬的里面。
And we enter into much folly.
我们走了太多的弯路。
And we have walked so many detours.
屡屡的丧失啊，许多的平安屡屡丧失啊。
And we have lost so much peace.
许多痛苦无需受啊。
And many pain that's needless to bear.
弟兄姊妹，你想你自己的生活。
And think upon your own life.
我们有没有一点忍耐的心呢
？Do we have any patience?
我们弟兄早这个一开始年初就劝我们好好读圣经。
Our brothers from the beginning of year has been exhorting us to read the Bible. Read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为好像这些只是个道理。
Do not think these are simple instructions.
这是智慧啊。
These are wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现我们知道这个所罗门是很有智慧的。
We know Solomon, King Solomon has much wisdom.
哎，你看所罗门，他就告诉我们。
And he tells us.
你在生活里需要有这样忍耐的学习啊。
We need to learn these patience and perseverance in
our lives. 他在传道书里就特别智慧的告诉我们。
In Ecclesiastes, he tells us.
他说：“神造万物，各按其时成为美好。”
That God has made all things beautiful in its time.
他说、啊。这个吃饭有时不吃饭有时。
He said there is a time to eat, there is a time to fast.
所以你吃饭就成为美好。
So when it's time to eat, it's good.
你就发现有的小朋友吃饭的时候，他就玩耍。
And you see there are children who wants to play when they're eating.
所以玩耍的时候就饿了，所以就要再吃饭。
So when they're playing, they become hungry. They have to go get snacks.
然后等到他再要去吃饭的时候就不饿了，所以他又玩耍。
But then when it's meal time, they're no longer hungry, so they go play again.
所以你就发现他吃饭没有时的。
So you see there is not a right time for
them to eat. 玩耍也没有时的。
There's not a right time for them to play.
所以生活不美好。
So it's not, the life is not good for them.
弟兄姊妹，做父母的我们要有智慧。
And as parents, we need to have wisdom.
不要以为这点忍耐是受亏损。
Do not think this patience is for vain, it's for a loss.
这点忍耐是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，你看有的小朋友，他们该吃饭的时候就好好吃饭，该玩耍的时候就玩耍，你就发现各按其时成为美好。
You see, there are children who eat well when it's time to eat, who plays well when it's time to play. So everything has its own time and everything's beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，你读书有时，不读书有时。
There's a time to study, there's time to not study.
长大了，你就发现我就看见今天，对不起，年轻人，不是所有年轻人都这样。有的年轻人，你就发现他刚上修大第一年就开始工作了。
And I do not mean to offend anyone, but I see many young people in their first year of college, they begin to work.
那么等到工作发现很多不会嘛。
And they spend so much time to work, they don't study much.
然后再回去读书。
So when they actually come out to work, they realize they haven't learned much.
他工作没有时是读书也没有时。
So they did not devote the time to study for study, they did not devote the time for work to work.
难怪生活里面一塌糊涂。
And the life is in the chaos.
我怎么没有时间读圣经啊？
How come I don't have any time to read the Bible?
我怎么没有时间来聚会啊？
Why did I not have time to come to the meetings?
哦，弟兄姊妹。很多时候我们不晓得这个智慧的道路。
So often we don't know the way of wisdom.
其实这个智慧道路非常简单。
Actually, this way of wisdom is very simple.
就是学习忍耐。
To learn perseverance.
哎，我觉得太宝贵了。
I think it's so precious.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学这一个功课
，If we don't learn this lesson,
我们常常落到一种结果。你就发现我们没有结果。
Then we'll fall into a condition where we have no results.
多少的时候，就因为缺少一点点的忍耐。
So often, we lack just a little more patience, then all things fall apart.
我们付上了代价了。
We have paid much effort.
甚至我们都忍耐了。
We have paid the price to even persevere for a little.
你就看见这个雅各书非常好，这个新约雅各说，忍耐当成功的。
And in the book of James, it says perseverance will give you.
他说我们中间就是要成功，要 complete. 你就知道这个如果 success, 如果你这个忍耐没有成功的话
，and if your perseverance was not completed,
那个你就知道你要求智慧。
Then you need to ask for wisdom.
哎，是怎么求智慧
？Why do we need to ask for wisdom?
应该求忍耐。
Shouldn't you ask for perseverance if you couldn't persevere?
主的话非常清楚。
But the Lord's word is very clear.
其实这条智慧的路乃是借着学习忍耐。
This way of wisdom, it's to study perseverance.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们时间的缘故，我们不能举太多的例子。但是这里面在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章这里，还不仅仅讲到我们生活上这些经历说的。
And because of time, I can't give you too many examples. But this is in the Second Thessalonians. It does not only talk about our lives.
这更讲到侍奉。
It talks about our service.
在侍奉里面，我们实在太需要忍耐。
Because we need so much perseverance in our service.
这里面说到的忍耐，还不是一般意义上的忍耐。
And it's not just only service, or perseverance in the general term.
它乃说要进入基督的忍耐。
It says it's the steadfastness for the perseverance of Christ.
或者说这个 patience of Christ.
The patience of Christ.
进入基督的忍耐。
To enter into the patience of Christ.
你发现这里面所讲的，你看是不是需要基督的忍耐呢
？And see all the things that are mentioned here. Do they not need the patience of Christ?
保罗说：“求你们为我们祷告。”
Here Paul says, "Pray for us."
让主的道快快行开。
That the word of the Lord may spread rapidly.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神不喜欢人的腿快，这个马德里大人的腿快。
Our Lord does not desire for a fast feet for men were a strong horse.
其实很多时候那样快速的长出来的，其实结果都不好。
And many things that sprout out very fast have a bad ending.
有经验能告诉我们说，如果果树哈长得最慢的那个果子是什么？
If you have experience in planting, then they will tell you, the orchard that grows the slowest bears the sweetest fruit.
弟兄姊妹，那为什么这里面说要主的话快快行开？
And here, why does it ask to pray that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly?
这是主话语的性质。
And this is the nature of the word of the Lord.
只要人一听见主的话，如果这句话真的进到一个人的里面，
If you truly hear the word of the Lord and it enters into a man,
你发现这个人就变了。
Then you know this man will change immediately.
哎呀，你知道从前多少的事，你讲多少的话，他都听不进去啊。
And you know before you can tell him so much instructions and give him so much teaching,
哎，一旦这个话进去以后， hear it. 整个这个人就变了。
But as soon as the word of the Lord enters into a man, he changes immediately.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们今天看见这个圣经一直劝我们勿要传道，你不要灰心呐。
So here the Bible tells us continue to preach, continue to teach, do not grow weary.
你说不光是这个今天讲到的人会灰心，就是从前讲到的也会灰心的。
Not only the preachers today sometimes become weary, but even in the apostles' time, they will also grow weary.
就是先知的时代，就是到以赛亚那个时代，他们都常常灰心的。
Even back in the time of the prophets, in Isaiah's time or the prophets' time, they even will grow weary.
但是我们所传的有谁信呢？
He says, who has believed, received our teachings?
需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这需要基督的人。
We need the patience of Christ.
是需要进入基督的人啊。
We need to enter into the patience of Christ.
要经过那个生产之苦，对不对？
We need to bear through the pain of childbirth.
弟兄姊妹，不要放弃。
Do not give up.
这个忍耐是不放弃。
And this is perseverance, never gives up.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见一个母亲要生孩子的时候放弃了？
Have you seen any mother who is giving birth gives up in halfway?
我从来没见过。
I've never seen one.
在我们中间，谁说有母亲要生孩子，算了，生不出来算了，是吧？
Have we seen any mother among us saying, "I'm giving birth, it's too difficult, and forget it"?
弟兄姊妹，这是生产之苦的祷告。
This is a prayer of a childbirth.
不能放弃啊！
You cannot give up.
虽然现在弟兄姊妹还听不进去。
Even though the brothers and sisters cannot listen to us.
今天我的父母还不能得救。
Even though today my parents will not listen to the gospel.
只要进入基督的忍耐。
But we need to enter into the patience
of Christ. 那是一个生产之苦的祷告。
This is the pain of childbirth.
哦，主是这样待我们，对不对？
The Lord treats us in the
same way. 你看看我们生命中有点改变，那是神的怜悯，对不对？
If you see there's any change in our life, it's only by His mercy.
所以圣经上说，你们要以我主长久的忍耐为得救的因由啊。
So the Bible tells us you need to treat the patience of the Lord as your salvation.
我们主的忍耐那是长久的忍耐。
Our Lord long suffers long.
他不放弃。
He does not give up.
他一定要做工做成在我们的身上。
He will work until his work is complete.
纵然我们常常悖逆。
Even though we are rebellious.
我们常常听不进主的话。
Often we cannot hear his words.
主的话在我们生命中好像这个路旁土一样。
And we are just like the wayside.
能够成为一点点那个土显示都已经很好了。
It's already good enough for us if we can be a shallow ground.
好不容易听进几句，最后又被荆棘挤住了。
And we hear a little, but quickly it's choked by the thorns and the thistles.
所以圣经上那些劳力的农夫都是那样的忍耐着，等候着宝贵的出产。
But all the farmers they wait and they suffer long until the harvest comes.
弟兄姊妹，说到释放。
And when it talks about the service,
特别说到我们要进入基督的
人， it especially tells us we need to enter into the steadfastness of Christ.
基督的人呢是不放弃的人。
Because the patience of Christ never gives up.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
这里还有无理之恶人呢。
And here it talks about perverse and evil men.
你知道有些人他们真的是专门这个成为仇敌的工具。
And you know there are men that are instruments of the enemy.
他们专门和神的这个子民作对。
They especially want to pick fight with the children of God.
我们原来这个在 这个 Dumbo 那边，你知道有些邻居就是这样。
Before Dumbo, we had few neighbors just like this.
哇，有个邻居，他有的时候看我们这个这么多人，他心里面嫉妒。
There was a neighbor who is jealous that we have so many people gathering.
他说是你们这个 cause traffic jam, 你把我们的这个街头都给充满了车子。
He said you fill our street with cars and you cause a traffic jam.
然后他就把他的狗放出来。
So he let his dog out of his fence.
哎呦，你知道那个狗啊，他不是好好养狗的人呢。
And he's not a really nice dog care.
那个狗身上那真是好像都是疮一样。
It's a dog the dog's full of scars on his body.
脏得不得了。
And it's very dirty.
他让那些狗跑到我们弟兄姊妹的车里。
And he ordered his dog to jump into the cars of our brothers and sisters.
怎么办？
And what do you do?
进入基督。
We need to enter into the patience of Christ.
什么是基督的人呢？
What is the patience of Christ?
基督的人呢，乃是以善胜恶。
It is to overcome evil with good.
你知道有一次他就这个他因为他要让我们那我们弟兄姊妹怎么能让他的狗进到车里呢？
There's one. How can any brother and sisters let his dog into their car?
看见有人把让他的狗出去了。
And he saw one person let their dog out of the car.
从这个车里出去，他就气得出。回去就把枪拿出来了。
And he was so angry, he went back home and got his gun.
那子弹就上膛，就咵咵咵就过来就要打我们。
And then he loaded his gun, he's ready to shoot.
但是弟兄姊妹以善胜。
And but brothers and sisters overcame evil with good.
我们看见弟兄姊妹就把我们，你知道我们这个主日的菜还是很好的，那么就把其中的那些鸡腿拿出来喂他的狗。
And you saw a brother came out with the food that we prepared for Love Feast, a drumstick to feed his dog.
当他看见他的狗在那吃鸡腿的时候。
And he saw his dog eating a drumstick.
只喊了一句你们这些越南人他就走了。
And he said,
他以为我们是越南人。
He said, you Vietnamese, and he left.
弟兄姊妹，
he thought we were Vietnamese.
我们看见在侍奉当中，在征战的里面，我们需要进入基督的人。
But in service, even in battles, we know we need to enter into the patience of Christ.
因为有无理之恶人呐。
Because there are perverse and evil men.
基督的人呢，乃是以善胜恶。
But the patience of Christ will overcome evil with good.
哦，多么宝贵啊！
It is so precious.
所以我们这里看见说，这里要让我们进入基督的人呐。
So we need to enter into the patience of Christ.
不仅有这些没有信，就是。人不都是有心，这是不信的人。
Here it says, not everyone has faith, and these are people without faith.
其实更难的是什么？
But what's more difficult than these?
在教会里面不守规矩的。
And there are undisciplined people among the church.
他信了。
They have believed.
不守规矩。
But they're undisciplined.
弟兄姊妹，你在服侍的时候怎么办？
Then what do you do when you serve them?
你又不能赶他出去。
You cannot chase them out.
你最多说这个交通就是说暂时停下，对不对？
And the most you can say is that we will not fellowship with them.
他不是仇敌。
They're not enemies.
你要待他如弟兄，对不对？
You will admonish him as a brother.
弟兄姊妹，这需要进入基督的人。
But we need to enter into the patience of Christ.
基督的人乃是什么人呢？
What is the patience of Christ?
是长久受苦又有恩慈。
It is long suffering and full of grace.
你对弟兄要有恩慈。
Have grace towards your brothers.
但他又不守规矩。
But he's unruly.
弟兄姊妹，这需要基督的忍耐。
Then we truly need the patience of Christ.
你就发现人的忍耐到时候就全都失败了。
You know, all the men's patience will fail.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，今天在主再来之前。
Before the Lord comes.
神的教会，神今天盼望神的教会能够进入到基督的忍耐里面。
Even today, the Lord desires for His church to enter into the patience of Christ.
不仅我们的生活，
not just our daily life.
不仅是在侍奉当中，
not only our service.
如果你稍微熟悉一下前面弟兄们所讲的，前面弟兄特别告诉我们。
If you remember, our brother shared a few weeks ago.
不是赫夫，就是萨姆威尔，这个就是前面的弟兄们，他们交通过，就是说，你知道这个其实进入基督的忍耐，乃是恢复神儿子见证的道路。
And our brothers before us has told us that to enter into the patience of Christ is the way to restore the testimony of Christ.
The testimony of Jesus.
The testimony of Jesus.
这不是弟兄们讲道。
This is not a teaching.
这是圣经的启示。
This is a revelation from the Bible.
在启示录第一章。
In the first chapter of Revelation,
old
Apostle Paul had told, wrote the letter to all the brethren.
就是和众弟兄在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份的。
I am Paul, the apostle.
不是 Paul, 这样。
Oh, I am John. I'm the partaker with all brothers in the perseverance, kingdom, and
patience
of Christ.
Or endurance. 那为了什么？
Oh, what is that for? Tribulation, kingdom.
For, 为了主的，为了神的道和耶稣的见证。
It is for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，神今天把最荣耀的一件事托付给教会。
The Lord has given us the most glorious matter.
就是他儿子的见证。
That is the testimony of His Son.
我们知道，在历史历代，神儿子的见证常常失落了。
We know throughout generations, this testimony of Jesus has been lost over and over again. But in, through every generation, God is desiring to restore the testimony of Jesus. It is not easy to restore the testimony of His Son. It is not by solved by a few conferences. It is not resolved by a few good experiences or a few answered prayers. It is the saints generations after generation upholding the word of God. And it's not only a small testimony. The Lord desires to restore a fullness of His testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们主心中最大的负担。
And this is His burden, His desire in His heart.
如何能够进入到这样恢复神儿子的见证呢？
How can we enter into this restoration of the testimony of Christ?
那条路在哪里呢？
Where is the way?
我们就学习进入基督的。
And we need to learn to enter into the patience of Christ. This is utmost important.
虽然好像只是在帖撒罗尼迦后书这里稍微提一下。
Even though as if it was only mentioned a little in the second Thessalonians.
弟兄姊妹，当你仔细读的时候，你发现在弟兄们里面的那个负担是何等的重。
But if you read it carefully, you see this is such a heavy burden in the heart of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的人冷淡退。
So often we see people have grown cold and they fall back. And because lawlessness increases. But the Lord says, the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. They will partake of the testimony.
It
will be a testimony of
Christ.
We have to walk on this path. This is the only way to enter in and learn the patience of Christ. And it has everything to do with every brother and sister. Even though these brothers and sisters in Thessalonica had just believed,
我们想说这样的道应该给信主三十年以后的人讲。
And we will feel that these kind of teachings is only fitful for those who have believed the Lord for 30 years.
他们信主可能还不到半年。
Perhaps they have only believed the Lord in half a year.
我们中间信主半年以上的，我不用举手了。我想大部分都是这样。
I will not ask you to raise your hand, but I trust most of us have believed the Lord more than half a year.
这些话都是对我们说的。
These words are for all of us.
因为这是主再来之前，他让他的教会所进入的。
This is what the Lord desires for His church to enter into before He comes.
我们感谢主，这里面圣灵借着使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们如何能够进入到基督的人那里。
Here, the Spirit of the Lord reveals to Apostle Paul how we can enter into the patience of Christ.
这样重要的一件事。
It is such an utmost important matter.
这是不久的祝福啊，弟兄姊妹。
It is a blessing only in time.
这是属天的智慧。
It is a wisdom from above.
这是恢复神儿子见证的道路啊。
This is the way to restore the testimony of Christ.
这么宝贵的一件事。
It is so precious.
如果我们不晓得怎么进入，那不过我们就欣赏一下就是了。
If we do not know how to enter into the patience, then we can only admire it from afar.
这里面他告诉我们如何能够进入到基督的忍耐里面。
Here it tells us how we can enter into the patience of Christ.
首先，他这里讲的非常简单。 very simple. 因为什么？因为他讲到的对象是刚蒙恩得救。
It is very simple because the subject of his letter is for those new believers.
你跟刚刚蒙恩得救的人，你交通主的话不会讲很深的道理。
When you fellowship the word of God with new believers, you will not say teachings that are too deep.
你发现这里面他就告诉帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹。
And he tells the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica,
怎样进入基督的忍耐呢？
How can we enter into the patience of Christ?
其实就是先进入神的爱。
First, we enter into the love of God.
你进入神的爱，你就进入基督的忍耐。
If you can enter into the love of God, then you will enter into the steadfastness of Christ.
因为神的爱就是忍耐嘛。
Because God's love is long-suffering.
弟兄姊妹，你看天那个哥林多前书十三章，对不对？
You,
那个爱的定义，那是神的爱的定义，那是从忍耐到忍耐，对不对？
If you remember First Corinthians chapter 13 is a definition of God's love. It starts from long-suffering. It says and it says it never fails.
恒久忍耐又有恩赐，然后到最后是凡事。
And it bears, from beginning, it suffers long, and it bears all things.
那么你说，那你这讲的道根本就跟没讲一样，为什么？那我们怎么进入神的爱呢？
Then you say, then it's as if you have said nothing, then how do we enter into the love of God?
当然我们知道进入神的爱，我们就进入基督的忍耐了。
Of course we know if we enter into the love of God, then we'll enter into the patience of Christ.
圣经早就告诉我们了。
The Bible already told us this.
那么我们怎么进入神的爱？
But how do we enter into the love of God?
使徒保罗在这里教导刚出信的弟兄姊妹非常简单。
And the teaching of Apostle Paul had for these new believers are very simple.
如果我们要进入神的爱，
If we want to enter into the love of God,
学习为别人祷告，
we need to learn to pray for others.
就这么简单。
It is so simple.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
弟兄姊妹，当我们学习为别人祷告的时候，
When we learn to pray for others,
我们就被带进神的爱。
Then we will be let into the love of God.
因为我们进入神的爱，我们就进入基督的忍耐。
When we learn, we will enter into the love of God. We will enter into the patience of Christ.
刚才我们弟兄提到约伯。
Our brother mentioned Job earlier.
哦，约伯的忍耐是很有名的，对不对？
We know the patience of Job.
圣经让人说这约伯的忍，约伯忍耐是有福气的，对不对？
And Bible told us the patience of Job brought much blessings.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当约伯在那里忍耐的时候
，When you see Job, when Job began to persevere,
不容易哈。
It wasn't easy for him.
环境的打击
，and there were blows from the environment.
家庭的压力
，there were pressures from family.
还有朋友们的误会
，and there were misunderstanding from his friends.
哎，这三个朋友，你怎么跟他讲道理，他都听不懂。
And no matter how these three friends.He argues with his three friends. They cannot understand him.
约伯给他三个朋友讲了所有的道，他们三个朋友还是定他罪，还是听不懂。
No matter what Job told his friends, their friends are still judging him and condemning him.
你知道，当你读到刚才我们弟兄讲到这个约伯记四十二章
，and when it comes to the 42nd chapter.
这四十二章，当到四十二章的时候，你发现约伯的忍耐到了尽头。
When it comes to chapter 42, you realize the patience of Job came to an end.
为什么
？Why？
因为他说，我从前风闻有你。
Because he says, before I have heard of you, now my eyes see you.
我在炉灰和尘土中懊悔。
Therefore, I repent in dust and ashes.
从前我约伯觉得我的忍耐是非常能忍。
Before I thought I can really endure much.
今天我发现我的忍耐是尘土。
Now I realize my patience is nothing but ashes.
我的忍耐不过是灰尘。
My patience is only ashes.
我忍耐已经到了尽头了。
My patience has come to an end.
虽然我是这样的灰尘，这样的尘土，但是神还是这样怜悯我。
Even though I'm nothing but dust and ashes, but God still has mercy on us, on me, and He desires to reveal Himself to me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个时候，约伯开始为他三个朋友祷告。
And you realize at this moment, he began to pray for his three friends.
当约伯为他三个朋友祷告的时候
，When Job prayed for his three friends,
圣经上特别说了一句话。
The Bible especially mentioned this one phrase.
说神听了约伯。
He says, God listened to his prayers.
弟兄姊妹，约伯这个时候 对他三个朋友里面一点怀恨都没有。
And at this moment, Job had no grudge against his
friends. 如果他的祷告里面还带着一点情绪，
if he had any emotions, any attitude in his prayers,
你们算什么？
Who are you, guys?
我已经遇见神了。
I have seen God.
耶和华向我显现。
Jehovah has shown himself to me.
你们三个家伙算什么？
Who are you guys?
我今天来为你们祷告。
I will pray for you.
我不祷告你们就完了。
If I don't pray for you, then you will perish.
弟兄姊妹，如果是这样的祷告，我相信耶和华不会听约伯的祷告。
If he prays with such an attitude, I don't think the Lord will listen to him.
当约伯在那为三个朋友祷告。
But when Job prayed for his friends, he was led into the love of God.
因为像我这样的灰尘，像我这样的尘土，神还这样的怜悯。
Because he came to know, even me, dust and ashes, the Lord still had mercy.
我三个朋友，他们实在是太宝贵了。
And these friends of mine, they are precious to me.
他为他三个朋友在神面前祷告。
So he prayed and interceded for his friends.
你知道这个祷告以后就发生一件事情。
And you know, after that, one thing happened. After the prayer, one thing happened.
当耶和华向他显现的时候，
as the Lord,
他还没有从苦境里转出来。
As the, when the Lord revealed himself to Job, Job has not been lifted from his tribulations.
他还在苦难里面。
He was still in his suffering.
但是当他为三个朋友祷告的时候，圣经上特别说，神就是约伯从苦境中转。
But when the Bible says, when he prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortune and increased him twofold.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们在苦境里？
So often we're in our misfortunes.
我们觉得我们在苦境里面应该让三个朋友为我们祷告。
We feel that when we're in our suffering, our three friends should be praying for me.
但你发现神的道路高过我们。
But the way of the Lord is higher than our way.
神常常让我们去为我们的朋友祷告。
In our sufferings, the Lord asks us to pray for our friends.
刚强，对不对？
Are they not stronger than us?
这三个朋友一点损失都没有。
And they have not lost a thing.
他们家里也没有人过世。
No one died in their family.
他们的钱财也没有损失。
They did not lose any of their fortune.
你看他们在那里讲话的时候，真的是这个铿锵有力的。
And when they're speaking to me, they are so strong.
现在是我落在苦难里面了。
I'm the one suffering.
到底谁给谁祷告啊？
Who should be praying for whom?
我在苦难里面。
I'm the one suffering.
苦难还没有转出去呢。
And the suffering hasn't left me.
这实在是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And isn't this also the faith of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕也是一样。
Abraham is the same way.
亚伯拉罕自己生不出孩子的时候。
When Abraham cannot bear child by himself.
有谁自己生不出孩子还为别人生孩子祷告呢？
Who will pray for others when yourself cannot bear children?
我自己都生不出来的。
I cannot even have children myself.
那个时候亚伯拉罕转向了神。
But Abraham turned towards God.
神的爱。
And the love of God filled his heart.
他因着代祷进入到神爱。
Through intercession, he entered into the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是进入基督的忍耐的秘诀。
This is a secret to enter into the patience of Christ.
我们学习为别人祷告。
We need to learn to intercede for others.
特别是你在最痛苦的那一个经历里面。
Especially even in your most painful and suffering times.
那是你最缺乏的。
Even when the time that you lack the most.
你那个时候能不能转向神？
Can you turn to the Lord?
能够为众弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pray for your brothers and sisters.
他们好像都比你强。
Even though they might seem stronger than you.
他们都好像没有落在你这苦难里面。
Perhaps they are not in such suffering as you are.
但是当人肯在这里面学习为，你知道帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹是软弱的。
You know the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they
are weak. 保罗应该为他们祷告。
Paul should be praying for them.
那保罗你们要为我们祷告。
But Paul asked them to pray for him.
弟兄姊妹，当他们这样学习祷告的时候，他们就进入到神了。
And when they learn to pray for Paul in their sufferings, they will enter into the love of God. And they will enter into the patience of Christ.
我觉得在帖撒罗尼迦书信里面，使徒保罗所告诉我们的都是我们可以实行的。
And I feel that everything that Paul has told them in the letters and epistles to Thessalonians are very applicable to us.
我觉得非常的可以，我觉得常常可以用在我们生活里。
I feel that we can use these and apply these in our lives very often.
其实进入基督的忍耐不是我们想象的那样高深的经历。
It is not such a high and deep teaching.
不仅如此。
Not only this,
后面他就告诉我们进入基督人的第二个秘诀。
And he shows us a second secret to enter into the patience of Christ.
这是从第六节一直到十五节。
From verse 6 to verse 15.
这里面使徒保罗告诉我们进入基督忍耐的第二个秘诀是什么。
Here he shows us the second secret.
就是做众人的榜样。
That is to be an example to all.
我们看见使徒保罗他不是自己想出来的。
We see Apostle Paul, he did not make this up in his mind.
他乃是跟随主。
He follows the Lord.
我们的主在那里忍耐那些门徒的时候。
As the Lord had patience on his, or endured his disciples.
我们的主不是整天的要求这些门徒。
Our Lord was not instructing them day after day.
整天批评这些门徒。
Our Lord was not criticizing
them. 你们怎么还是在那里争来争去呢？
Why are you still arguing among yourselves?
你们的主都快钉十字架了。
Your Lord is about to go to the cross.
给你们讲了这么多次的道，怎么还听不进去呢？
I've told you so many times, how can you not learn this already?
我现在给你们立个规矩好了。
Why don't I give you a rule?
我命令你们彼此洗脚。
And I will command you to wash each other's feet.
彼得去洗脚。
Peter, go wash someone's feet.
约翰，赶紧洗脚去。
John, go wash someone's feet.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主不是这样。
But the Lord did not do that.
我们的主他在那里忍耐他的门徒。
Our Lord endured his disciples.
他不是在那里要求。
He did not instruct, or he did not require of them.
他乃是亲自。
But he became an example himself.
我们的主从来不消极。
Our Lord was never passive.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为忍耐就是消极。
Brothers and sisters, do not think patience is being passive.
反正这事儿，将来主会做。
The Lord will do it himself.
别管他了。
And doesn't matter what I do.
不去看他了。
Then I will not care for it.
反正时间到了，神的手就伸出来了。
When the time comes, the Lord's hand will be extended.
我们的主从来都不消极。
Our Lord was never passive.
我们的主从来他都是在那做榜样。
Our Lord has always been an example.
他在那里给门徒洗脚。
He washed his disciples' feet.
然后才告诉他们说：“你们看见了吗？”
And then he tells them, "Do you not
see?" 这就是我给你们讲的道。
This is my teaching
to you. 我给你们讲的道就是这样。
This is my teaching to you.
就是伟大的要做众人的仆人。
That whoever wants to be great must be the servant of
all. 为首的要做最后的。
Whoever wants to be the first must be the last.
使徒保罗也是一样。
And this is the same way with Apostle Paul.
他也做众圣徒的榜样。
He became an example to all the saints.
那你说为什么做了榜样就进入到基督的忍耐里呢？
Then you ask, how can being an example lead you into the patience of Christ?
再翻一篇《提摩太前书》第一章。
And if you read the First Timothy chapter 1,
他说主的恩是十四节，主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而十六节我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
From verse 14, the grace of our Lord Jesus was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason,I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who will believe in him for eternal life. Apostle Paul knows that he is an example.
是被神忍耐的榜样。
He is an example of God's patience.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们学习做榜样的时候，你就知道神何等的怜悯了你。
And you, if you know that you're an example, then you know how the Lord has mercy on you.
你知道神在你身上有多少的忍耐。
The Lord has endured so much in your life.
你那个时候被带进基督的忍耐。你看见神一切的忍耐都在你的身上。
And when you are led into the patience of Christ, then you see all the perseverance of Christ was at work in you.
你发现你在教会里面就甘心乐意做众人。
Then you will be willing to be an example to all in the Church of Christ.
教会里面有规矩的。
And there are orders in church.
在哪些方面做榜样？
In what ways should you be examples?
他说我在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。
He says, I have never led undisciplined life among you.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗做一个有规矩的人，他做一个榜样。
Our apostle Paul is an example. He's disciplined among them.
神的教会有什么规矩呢？
What are some orders of the Church of God?
神的教会的规矩头一个就是殷勤。
First of all, is diligence.
这是神教会的规矩。
And that's the order of the Church of God.
你看使徒保罗他是何等的殷勤呢？
And you see when Apostle Paul was among them, he was so disciplined.
虽然有这些人，他们是白吃饭。
Even though there are people who eat for free.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗有没有消极呢？
But Paul was never passive or pessimistic.
很多的时候，我们看见不法的事增加，我们的爱心就冷淡了，我们就开始消极，我们就开始退后了。
Today, when we see lawlessness increases, our love grows cold, and we take a step back and become more passive.
这不是神家的规矩。
But this is not the order of the Church of God.
神家的规矩是积极的。
In the household of God, it's very active.
行善不可丧志。
It's very proactive that you would do not be weary of doing good.
我曾经读过这个一点点，这个 Mother Teresa， 这个 Mother Teresa 她写的一些的她的话语。
I've read some words that was written by Mother Teresa.
她说，如果你要去爱一个人
，And she said, if you want to love a person，
然后你要被踢掉两颗牙齿。
And your teeth will be knocked out,
无论如何还要去爱。
Then no matter what, you will still need to strive to love the person.
这是神家的规矩。
And that is the order in the house of God.
神家的规矩是，如果我要去爱一个人却被踢掉牙齿，无论如何我还要去爱。
If it cost me two teeth to love someone, I will still strive to love the person.
多少的时候我们就会放弃。
So often we will say, then forget it.
踢掉两个牙齿不值得吗？
It cost me two teeth. It's not worth it anymore.
但是这是不按规矩而行。
And this is not, this is unruly.
这在神的家里不是榜样。
This is not an example in the house of God.
在神的家里面是有规矩的。
In the house of God, there are rules.
我们的弟兄一而再、再而三地提醒我们，神的家有一个规矩，就是给。
Our brother reminded us again and again, in the house of God, one rule is to give.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？滋润人的必得滋润。
Those who nourish others will be nourished.
谁不愿意得滋润？
Who does not want to receive?
有谁今天愿意来？我今天来聚会就想枯干。
Who comes to the meeting says I want to be dry today?
我就像干木一样，来的时候干木，回的时候更干，干的都是干到底。
I want to be a dry wood. I came as a dry wood. I'll go home as a dry wood. I'll be dry through and through.
主啊，滋润我一下，对不对？
But when we come to the meeting, we say, Lord, may you nourish me today.
我们祷告圣灵啊，充满我们。
We pray the Holy Spirit fill me.
哪怕得到一句话也好，对不对？
Even if I only receive one word from you.
稍微得点滋润，这一礼拜也好过一点嘛。
If I receive a little nourishment, then this week will be better.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
圣经的原则是这样。
The principle in the Bible is this, that the one who nourishes others will receive nourishment themselves. Today, perhaps you don't have much nourishment, but you have a little. And there is one person that is completely dry. Are you willing to give and to nourish them a little? To love them a little?
可能你就 hug 他，你就抱他一下。
Even just a hug.
弟兄姊妹，滋润人的。
Those who nourishes others will receive nourishment.
这是神家的规矩。
This is a principle in the house of God.
这是使徒保罗他一直的榜样。
This is an example that Paul has set all the time.
哥林多教会弟兄姊妹都不理他了。
Even the whole church of Corinthians, they stop fellowshipping with
him. 不愿意跟这个人交通。
They do not want to associate with Paul.
讲到言语粗俗。
Because Paul speaks not unrefined.
哎呀，这个人实在太粗鲁了。
And his words are unrefined.
但使徒保罗说，我向你们的心。
But Paul says, my heart is still open towards you.
你们狭隘是在乎你们自己心肠狭隘啊。
Your heart is narrow for in yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能常常有一个宽广的心呢？
Can we have this open, broad heart?
可能我们的心没有那么宽。
Perhaps our heart is not as big as Paul's, but those who nourish others will receive nourishment themselves. And you see, your heart will be enlarged. He says, in the house of God, we're not busybodies. We're not just busying here and there.
弟兄姊妹, 我们可以忙的不能乱。
We can be busy, but we cannot lose order.
今天很多时候我们忙了就乱了。
Today, sometimes we're busy and we become busybodies.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候有个需要出来了。
When there's a need that arises,
哎呀, 我们大家都要去看望啊,
and everyone wants to go visit this need, and then this person's front door will be broken. And they will be so scared that they will not be willing to come to the meeting anymore. This is not the rule and the principle in the house of God. The principle in the house of God is to be quiet.
弟兄姊妹,你不要以为问题非常的复杂,那一个答案也是非常的复杂。
Not think that even if the problem is very complicated, that the answer must be complicated.
弟兄姊妹,很多时候,可以说大部分的时候,或绝对大部分的时候,越复杂的问题,其实答案非常简单。
I can tell you most of the time, even almost all the time, no matter how difficult or complicated the question, the problem is, the answer is very simple. You need to wait for the right time. And I'm always learning this from my own failures. Sometimes I feel that to be a good father, I need to discipline my child.
看见他来这不好马上打下去。
I become a busybody as soon as I see something wrong, and here comes my discipline.
很没有智慧，弟兄姊妹。
And I lack wisdom.
其实我后来越来越发现。
And gradually I began to learn.
其实一个人从他的错误里改正出来需要时间。
Sometimes it takes time for a person to learn and grow out of their mistakes.
至少我需要很多时间。
At least I need a lot of time.
真的是难改啊。
And my wife always tells me, it's so hard for you to change.
嫁给你这都十多年了。
I've been married to you for 10 years.
在你身上有多少的事情是那个错误你改掉了呢?
There's so many things in your life. Have you changed at all?
弟兄姊妹,你想想我们自己的生活。
And think upon your own life.
那需要多少的忍耐呢?
How much patience was needed?
我们很多时候在教养儿女的时候, 我们失去了智慧。
When we try to discipline our children, we lose our wisdom.
我们成了busybody, 我们非常的忙。
We become busybodies.
我们没有安静下来。
We were not quiet before the Lord.
你知道有的时候就是很简单的事, 也需要智慧。
Sometimes even very simple matters needs a lot of wisdom.
小朋友早晨起来, 洗脸刷牙, 这有什么了不起, 这是
In the morning to get our children up to wash up and to brush up, it should be very simple. But I realize my children, either they only wash their face or they only brush their teeth. They will do only one or the other.
我说就这么点事啊。
I say, it's such a trivial matter.
你爸爸教你都十多年了。
I've taught you for 10 years.
怎么还学不会啊?
How can you not learn this already?
后来学习安静下来。
And then I learned to quiet down.
我发现我讲的都不是时候。
And I realized my speech was never at the right time.
每次都不是时候。
I never have good timing.
学习安静。
And then I learned to be quiet.
有一天, 小朋友问我,
And one day my child came to ask me.
他说你为什么先刷牙, 后洗脸?
He asked me, why do you brush your teeth first and then wash your face?
我说因为daddy觉着口腔里都是细菌。
Because I told him, I feel that in the morning my mouth is full of bacteria. So I kill the bacteria first. And then I wash my face. And then he understood. So every morning he started to brush his teeth and wash his face. So I feel in our daily life we can learn much. It is so difficult for people like us to learn
even the little thing. 能够让一个人听进话语，多么难的一件事，弟兄姊妹。
So difficult for someone to listen to even
simple words. 所以主的话说快快地听啊。
So the Lord says, listen quickly.
因为我们基本上听不进去的。
Because often we cannot hear it.
所以我说这个，有时候我觉得真的听讲道是非常有忍耐的。
Because sometimes I feel to listen to a sermon is you need a lot of patience. You see this one, there's one person shouting up on the podium and everyone is just listening for an hour. How much patience is needed to listen to a sermon?
弟兄姊妹，其实你发现我们这个人，若不是安静下来，
But truly, if we do not have a quietness in our heart, this is the principle in the house of God. We need to be examples. We need to be examples in our house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我觉着使徒保罗这里讲的都是我们可以实行的。
And everything that Apostle Paul talked about here is very applicable to us.
这是进入基督忍耐第二个秘诀。
And this is the second secret.
就是学习做榜样。
It's to learn to be an example.
在神的家里守规矩。
To follow principles.
每个家都有每家的规矩，对不对？
Every house has their own rules.
你知道有的家，你去的时候，他这个主人就把拖鞋放在你眼前，你就知道他们家规矩是什么。
And when you go to some household, the host will come and put a slipper in front of you. Then you know what's the rule in their house.
那有的家都不许拖鞋。And
some houses say, do not take off your shoes.
规矩都不一样的。
Everyone has different rules in their house.
神的家有神家的规矩。
But in the house of God, there is its own rules.
神的家的规矩乃是给。
The house of God, the rule in the house of God is to give.
神的家的规矩乃是殷勤。
It is to be diligent.
神的家的规矩乃是安静。
It is to be quiet.
多宝贵啊！
It is so precious.
最后，
and at the end,
第三个秘诀，
the third secret.
进入基督忍耐的第三个秘诀是什么？
The third secret to enter into the patience of Christ.
就是摸着基督的平安。
To touch the peace of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们在环境里面？So
often we're in our circumstances.
哎呦，我们里面一下乱了。Suddenly
we feel chaos.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面乱的时候，都忍不住的。And
when our heart fall into chaos, we cannot be patient.
你就别讲什么很大的事情，就不需要，就是个咳嗽好了。You
don't even need to talk about some great matters, even as small as a cough.
你知道最近我咳嗽。
And I've been coughing lately.
我讲道的时候不咳嗽。
I do not cough when I give a sermon.
那么你知道这个咳嗽很讨厌的。
And but this cough is very annoying.
那么后来有弟兄跟我讲，你现在40多岁。
And a brother told me you are 40 years old, over 40.
对，40多岁啊，我告诉你大概有多少岁，我40多岁。
I'm over 40 years old.
那么第二呢，你咳嗽一个月了。
And you've been coughing for over a month.
而且常常是干咳。
And you cough without any mucus.
结果就是需要照片子。
Then you need to go take an x-ray.
这是常识，对不对？
This is simple. This is common sense.
弟兄姊妹，你里面乱不乱？
Doesn't that get you worried inside?
主啊，这个咳嗽到什么时候？
Lord, how long will I keep coughing?
拯救我呀！
Save me.
弟兄姊妹， 多少的时候我们忍不住了。So
often our patience ran out.
就为了这点咳嗽，我告诉你，你就会去照 X 光、照 CT、 照 MR， 你什么都做过了。
For a little cough, you go through all the examinations, through X-ray, through MRI.
哪有时间聚会？
CT scans, you have no time to meet.
哪有时间参加祷告聚会？
You have no time to go pray.
你想想，咳嗽一下就 MRI 了，你还有时间吗？
If you go through MRI just for a little cough, then what other time do you have?
弟兄姊妹，我们这里有基督的平安。
But here, if you have the peace of Christ, you go pray. If there is peace inside, then you're okay.
主现在把你接去好的无比，我告诉你。
It will be great if the Lord take you home.
但是主常常是让他的平安在我们里面做主。But
often the Lord gives us, grants us himself in the peace of God. When I touched his peace finally, I asked him, what do you want to deal away in my life through this cough?
多宝,
how precious.
我觉得非常,
I think it's so precious.
如果咳嗽一下, 身体就洁净一次,
if my life can be cleansed through this simple cough.
又感冒一下又洁净一次。
And through a little cold, then my life can be purified.
弟兄姊妹多宝贵啊！
Isn't that precious?
这是不久的祝福啊！
This is a blessing only in time.
但是我们学习摸着基督的。
We need to learn to touch the peace of Christ.
学习来亲近。
Learn to draw near to God.
花点时间读读。
Spend time to read His words.
肯在那里花时间祷告。
Have a willing heart to pray, to spend time to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这个平安是随着我们。
And this peace will follow you.
随时随事赐给你们平安。
And it will follow you in every circumstance.
弟兄姊妹，这个平安能够让我们进入到基督的忍耐。 And
this peace of Christ will help you to enter into the patience of
Christ. 基督的忍耐是有目的的。There
is a purpose for the patience of Christ.
我觉着提撒罗尼迦后书哈。 他没有讲非常高深的道理。
I feel that the book of 2 Thessalonians did not give us very high teachings.
但是我觉得对我们的提醒非常重要。But
all the warnings are very important to us.
我觉得这几方面，如果我们真的愿意在主面前去真实操练的。
If we truly are willing to practice these things before the Lord,
真的慢慢地进入到基督的人。
Then we will really enter into the patience of Christ.
神的见证在我们中间真的有路可走。
Then there is a way for the testimony of Christ.
主的见证在我们家里真的有路可走。
Then there is a way for the testimony of Christ to be restored at our house.
你想想多少的时候，我们就是就差了一口气儿没忍住。
So often we have persevered till the very last, and then we could not hold on anymore.
我就再忍半分钟，他就不跟我吵了。
If I had only be patient for half more minutes, then there would not be an argument.
可是就是那口气没忍住嘛。
But just for the last little bit, our patience runs out.
所以就家里就是没有平安了。
So then there is no peace at home.
不要以为学习这些功课跟我们的家庭、跟我们养育儿女没有关系。
Do not think to yourself that these lessons has nothing to do with your life, nothing to do with your children.
当然这里是为了神的见证，没有错。
Sure, of course, this is for the testimony of God.
其实我们生活的品质 决定我们有没有这样的智慧。
But the quality of your life at home it determines if you have such a wisdom before.
我们有没有能够进入到基督的人。
Can we enter into the patience of Christ?
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy and help us. Let us pray.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你今天借着圣灵常常来向我们说话。
You continue to speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
因为你要来预备我们。
Because you are preparing us.
在你回来之前，你要在我们身上得着许许多多宝贵的祝福。
Before you return, you desire to gain so much blessings from our lives.
愿你的工作都成就在我们的身上。
May your work be done, every one of them be done completely.
愿我们都被带进基督的忍耐里面。
That we may be led into the patience of Christ.
让你在我们身上都能得着荣耀。
So that you can receive glory from us.
感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.